It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
This is a study about the tribulation period we read of in the Bible. My perspective of the tribulation is based upon the Word of God. If you hear me reading from the Bible a certain passage and that passage doesn't match what your Bible says, then you are not using the Bible I use. I use the King James Bible. I believe the King James Bible is the inspired Word of God. Each subject and lesson I teach is based upon the Word of God. As we study, we find that the tribulation period will be a time of deception and despair. We will also find that within the pages of the Bible that during the 7 years of tribulation, God is still willing to receive those who are willing to receive the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, as Savior. May the Lord guide and direct us as we look into His Word. Join with me now as we study Lesson 11 of the Tribulation. We've been studying the Great Tribulation. And as we look into the book of Revelation, please have your Bible open today to Revelation chapter 8. And we're going to continue our study concerning the seven seals. Now, if you remember the seven seals, we started and we said in the first six seals, we saw how that these seals are on a scroll or a book, as the Bible says. And it's actually a scroll, as John would see. And as these seals are open, we see the tremendous things that's coming upon this earth, the tremendous calamities that's going to happen to man. And this is only the beginning. This is only the tip of the iceberg is what, you know, God's trying to get the attention of man. And he's done that through all ages. And he tries to get the attention of us even today by, you know, we see things going wrong in this world. And there's only one answer that's going to take care of the things of this world, and that is Jesus Christ. That is God's Son. He sent Him into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. And each one of us need to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Thank God that there was a time when I received Him, and I'm living for Him now. And I pray that you are living for Him as well. Well, we saw in the six seals that the calamities were coming, such as has not happened before. And in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 1, it says, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour." Well, we see here the opening of the seventh seal. And this is the last of the seven seals marking the prophetic judgments of God. And with the opening of the seventh seal, the narrative is resumed from the close of chapter 6 of Revelation. Now remember, the book of Revelation is not written in chronological order. That means it doesn't necessarily follow one thing right after another. This is where studying the Word of God comes in. This is where rightly dividing the Word of truth comes in. So we pick up in chapter 8 with the seventh seal. Now, to simply introduce, the seventh seal is obviously the most important development up to this point. Because, you see, we see contained in the seventh seal are all the subsequent developments leading to the second coming of Christ, including the seven trumpets and the seven vials of the wrath of God. Now the trumpets, therefore, do not double back over all or some of the seals, but lie under the sixth seal and proceed from it. For this reason, it's equally incorrect to speak of the trumpets as following the seals. They do not follow, but are the seventh seal. The trumpets are the seventh seal. And just as the trumpets are the seventh seal, so the vials are the contents of the seven trumpets. Now, that may seem confusing to you, but if you go back and read the transcripts found on our website, lrwm.org, you'll see that as you read along and listen to this program once again, you'll be able to put it together, and it'll make sense to you. Well, the vials constitute the seventh trumpet, and the bowls do not double back over the seal and trumpet judgments. Neither is it correct to say that they follow the trumpet visitations. They do not follow because they are the seventh trumpet contents. Well, notice that in verse 1 of chapter 8, there are 30 minutes of silence. This indicates something tremendously harmful is about to happen. Can you imagine? 30 minutes. Now, it doesn't seem like a long time, but in heaven, people have so much to rejoice about and everything, but all of a sudden they stop. There is silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. 30 minutes is not ordinarily considered a long time, but when it is a time of absolute silence, portending such ominous developments ahead, it is an indication that something tremendous is about to take place. Well, we see in Revelation chapter 8, verses 2 through 6, we see introductions. And I saw the seven seals, the seven angels, which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. Here we see the angels. Seven angels are prepared, and they're given seven trumpets. Now, the authority of these angels comes from God, as we've read. As they stand in the presence of God, they are given seven trumpets. Seven angels plus one now. One angel, not of the seven, had a tremendous amount of incense. If you go back and read those verses, a tremendous amount of incense to burn in a golden censer. This angel would offer incense mixed with prayers from all saints. The incense and prayers would be offered on the golden altar before the throne of God. The incense and prayers of all saints would be a sweet aroma to God. This angel, in other words, would offer on behalf of all saints as their intercessor, their prayers to God. Now, as an intercessor, we know that there's one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. And we, I believe, can draw from this that the angel is a representation. Jesus, not an angel, but we see that it is a representation. This angel is a representation of Jesus. The angel is only a representation of Jesus, just as the high priest of the Old Testament was a representation who offered prayers and sacrifices for the people. And the word angel actually means messenger. Well, the trumpets. Verse 7 of Revelation 8. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Well, the first trumpet here we see is a mixture of hail, fire, and blood, and it destroys or burns up one-third of the trees and all of the grass. In Revelation verses 8 and 9, chapter 8, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Here we see the second trumpet. Now, the first trumpet destroys things, and the second trumpet, the sea became blood. One-third of anything living in the sea died, and they died, and plus one-third of the ships in the sea were demolished. Now, I have, here there seems to be, once again, a parallel to the plagues of Egypt. Just as the river Nile and all other bodies of water in Egypt were turned to blood when Aaron stretched out his rod over the waters of Egypt, so this object apparently had a similar effect upon the sea. And some believe that the sea becoming blood is the language of appearance. That is, that the sea, through some chemical change, turns blood red. Well, a chemical change could possibly cause the sea to turn blood red, but could not destroy one-third of the ships. This judgment from God is devastating in that it does destroy a third of the ships and a third of life in the sea. The probability is that all life and all ships are destroyed in one portion of the earth, the area nearest to the impact of the great burning mountain. Well, notice, if you would, Revelation chapter 8, verses 10 to 11. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. Here we have the third trumpet. Now, the third trumpet, there's a huge, great burning star shining as a lamp, and it falls. And this trumpet affects the sea, whereas the third trumpet, the second trumpet affects the sea, and the third trumpet now affects the rivers and fresh drinking water. And wormwood means bitter, and in this instance, deadly. Wormwood, by the way, is something real. Wormwood is a bitter-tasting plant that yields a bitter extract. The leaves of the plant have been used as medicine for intestinal worms. Now, the product produced by this plant is highly toxic. If you ever come upon it, stay away from it, because we're told here that the wormwood's cast in and it causes all this trouble. But stay away from this plant called wormwood. Now, Revelation chapter 8, verses 12 through 13. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. It's bad, but it's going to get worse according to this. Mankind has turned their backs upon God, and they refuse to receive Him and give Him honor, so it's getting worse. The fourth trumpet. We notice here the one-third of the sun, moon, and of the stars are darkened. Day and night are affected. Three more woes are coming. Three more woes, distressing torments, are yet to come upon the earth. Well, let's read Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And the fifth angel sounded, And I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as of the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Now, later on, we're going to read about this pit more. But right now, in this fifth trumpet, the air, and that's oxygen, and light are affected by what? The underworld, the pit. And I believe this star has a key and opens the bottomless pit, according to these verses. Well, what or who does this angel represent? Another question. Who has the keys of death and hell? I believe when we answer the second question, we will know the answer to the first. The Bible says that that it is none other than Jesus Christ. He has the keys of hell and death. When He died on the cross, He shed His blood that people could be saved, their sins could be washed away. And Revelation 1:18 says, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Who is He? In Revelation 1:18. Well, we'll look at that next time when we continue our study in the trumpets of the great devastation that's going to come upon this earth during the great tribulation. Do you know Him as your Savior? If not, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. He's waiting for you to receive what He has for you. He has for you eternal life. It's a free gift. If you will simply trust Him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And as a Christian, you need to be living for Him and telling others about Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.